This is the Mindful Body Scan Meditation. This practice is to help you to develop and increase your ability to pay deliberate, careful attention. Remember that each time you take the few minutes to practice this, you're taking a powerful and active role in improving your health and well-being. The aim of this exercise is to bring awareness to the physical sensations in different parts of your body. Your mind is probably used to labeling these sensations as good or pleasurable, or bad or uncomfortable, or even painful. For this exercise, see if you can just bring friendly curiosity to what you feel, not judging in any way. Seeing if you notice tingling, warmth, pulsating, tightness, or other sensations. It's not about whether these sensations are good or bad. It's just about noticing them. So taking a position that will work to make you comfortable for the duration of this recording of about 40 minutes. Lying on a mat on the floor, on a bed, or leaning back in a chair, adjusting your posture, putting a pillow under your knees or behind your head if that's needed, having a blanket nearby in case you get cold from laying still for so long. So once you've come into your posture, let's start by having a sense of the body exactly as it is right now, the body as a whole, aware of points of contact of the head, the back, the feet, noting where you're connecting with the surface you're resting on. You may also be aware of thoughts in the mind. However you are right now is fine. So starting by bringing your attention to the breath, becoming aware of the flow of the breath into and out of the body. You may feel it at the chest or the abdomen, or the flow of air at the nostrils. Not trying to change the breath in any way, just letting your attention rest lightly upon the sensations of your breathing, directly experiencing an in-breath and an out-breath. Now bringing your awareness to the abdomen and following the movement of your abdomen with the in-breath and the out-breath. On the in-breath, the belly expands as the diaphragm and muscles press down, creating more space for the air in the lungs. Notice the flow of this movement with the breath. The belly expanding on the in-breath and then lowering with the out-breath. No need to change the breath in any way, just bringing curiosity to your breath as it is right now. And now letting the breath fade into the background as you bring your attention through different parts of the body. Letting your attention become like a spotlight and moving that spotlight down the body through the leg all the way to the big toe on your left foot. Noting what you find here. not trying to make anything happen, not searching for sensations, just noticing as they arise. Noticing if there's tingling or tension, the touch of a sock, or a lack of sensation. And while you're focusing on the toe, other sensations, sounds, and thoughts may arise. If so, just bring attention back to the body, back to this toe, not trying to become aware, just taking note of what is here. If you find you're straining to find something and notice it, see if you can soften the attention. And now moving the attention to sense all of the toes. Being aware of the skin of the toes, the pads, perhaps aware of the spaces between the toes. Moving attention now from the toes to the rest of the foot. Aware of any sensations here. Aware of the soles and the sides and the tops of the feet, the arch and the heels. Using your attention to explore deeply. Noticing what's there for you right now. Perhaps there's a sensation of temperature, coolness, or warmth, or lightness, or heaviness. Exploring the skin, perhaps, or maybe very deeply into the feet, aware of the bones and the muscles and tendons. Whatever sensation happens to be present in this left foot. If you have no sensation there, just being aware of that fact. Letting go of the left foot now and bringing attention up to the left ankle. Aware of this joint that joins the foot to the lower leg. Aware of the bones and tendons in the ankles. And coming up to the lower part of the left leg, the large calf muscles, the shin bones. Noting any sense of thickness or density of the lower leg. Aware of the touch of clothing against the skin. Noticing any sensations that you find here. And coming now to the left knee, aware of the bend in the knee, aware of the kneecap, aware of any discomfort here, tingling or nothing at all. Letting go of attending to the left knee now and moving to the left thigh and the left hip, the inner, the outer part of the thigh, the front and the back, feeling the support of the surface you're lying on, feeling any heaviness or lightness in the thighs. Perhaps aware of the touch of clothing, pulsation of circulation, or sensing no feeling at all, just aware of that. Now letting go of the left leg and moving across the pelvic area to the right leg and bringing attention all the way down to the big toe of the right foot. Seeing what you find here. Whatever you discover, allowing yourself to be with it exactly as it is. Again, if thoughts start to distract you, this is really a wonderful moment of awareness. Noticing that a thought is disrupting the attention and coming back to the big toe of the right foot. Now, opening attention to the rest of the toes. Perhaps noticing sensation of the toenails or the spaces between the toes. Noticing if there's any tingling, moisture, dryness, any sensations at all. Directly feeling the sensations. Not trying to make anything of them. Just resting with what's here in the toes. And moving attention now to the rest of the right foot, the ball of the foot, the arch, the heel, the sides, and the top of the foot. Bringing friendly curiosity to the entire right foot. Allowing it to be exactly as you find it. Now letting go of the right foot and coming up to the ankle. Shining the beam of your attention on the right ankle. On the jointedness of it. Aware of it being an attachment between the foot and the leg. Coming up now to the lower part of the right leg, the shin, the calf, the shin bones, aware perhaps of the calf connecting with the surface you're lying on. Making note of any sensations you find here in the lower part of the right leg. There's no right way to pay attention to this leg. Simply noting. And coming now to the right knee, aware of the kneecap, aware of the back of the knee, circling the attention all around this joint, and seeing what's here, sensing what's here. Moving now to attend to the thigh, to the upper part of the right leg, the inner and outer thigh, the front and the back, the hip, and the joint where the right leg attaches to the pelvic bone. Aware of any stiffness, tension, coolness, warmth, or any other sensations that are here in the right thigh. And now letting go of the entire right leg and bringing attention to the pelvic area. Perhaps aware of the muscles here, the intestines, the reproductive organs. Aware of the pelvic bowl holding all these organs. This is a part of the body that can sometimes trigger difficult thoughts or emotions. If that happens for you, see if you can notice the thoughts and sensations that are arising and acknowledge any discomfort you feel. See if you can bring friendly curiosity to this experience. Engage with whatever shows up. See if you can stay with this part of the body. Or you can turn to the breath again for a few cycles and then come back to wherever we are in the practice. Leaving the pelvic area and coming now to the upper abdomen and the stomach. Aware perhaps of hunger or fullness. Aware of any sensations here, including the movement of the belly with the breath. Or you may not notice any sensations. If that is the case, that's fine. Just rest with that. Now bringing your attention around to the lower back. Many of us hold tension in the lower back. So allowing this area to ease with deep attention. Notice the muscles, the contact that the back makes with the surface you're lying on or sitting on. Notice being held and the support of whatever you're resting on. There's tension here, turning friendly curiosity to that tension, investigating it, seeing what happens when you bring friendly attention to this discomfort. Not trying to make anything different than it is, simply noticing. Bringing bare attention to whatever you find. So now bringing your attention to the upper part of the back. Awareness of the spine. Aware of all the nerves encased in the spine and branching out to all parts of the body. Aware of the muscles of the back, the muscles that hold us upright. Now bringing the beam of awareness to the very bottom of the rib cage, the back of the ribs. Where the ribs attach to the spinal column. Perhaps noticing the expansion of the rib cage as you breathe in. Moving awareness to the chest. Deeply exploring here with your attention. You may be aware of the diaphragm gently moving with the in and out breath, or feel the movement of the back or the front of the rib cage with each in breath and each out breath. becoming aware perhaps of the muscles of the chest region and the skin. Of this area opening to the volume of fresh air being brought into the body, and what is no longer needed flowing out on the out-breath. Aware of the heart nestled between the lungs filling with fresh oxygen with each in-breath, delivering vitality to the blood, maybe feeling the beating of the heart as it delivers the fresh blood all around the body. It's okay if you don't feel the beating of the heart. It's okay to notice what's happening in your awareness right now. Remember, if any sensations or any area is too uncomfortable at any time, you can always override the instructions and come back to the sensation of the abdomen moving with the breath, simply paying attention to the breathing until the mind settles. Now bringing the attention down both arms to the hands and the fingers. Aware of any sensations here. Perhaps noticing moisture, coolness, warmth. Aware of the skin of the palms, of the back of the hands. Aware of the work that the hands do for us. Aware of the fingers and the thumbs, the knuckles, and all the tiny bones in the hands. Aware of any urge to wiggle the hands or the fingers. Aware of the contact where the hands are resting, whether on the belly or at our sides. Now letting go of the hands and bringing attention to the wrists and the forearms. Noticing the delicate skin on the underside of the wrist and the bones and muscles in the lower arms. Noticing any sensations of temperature, tingling, tension, or nothing at all. Bringing awareness to the elbows, to the bendability at this joint. Now exploring the upper arms, perhaps aware of the triceps and biceps. Aware of the bones inside the arms, the arm bones resting in the shoulder sockets, aware of the armpits, aware of any sensations at all in this area from the elbow all the way to the top of the arm. Now bringing attention from the arms to the shoulders and the tops of the shoulders. Here is another area where many of us hold tension. Exploring in detail all the parts of the shoulders investigating any tightness, perhaps. Simply being aware of it. Breathing deeply in, and on the out-breath, seeing what happens to any tension you may have found here. Aware now of the neck and the throat. Aware of the ability to speak. Perhaps feeling the breath moving in the trachea. Noticing the muscles of the neck. The muscles that hold up the head. And the place where the spinal column meets the skull bone. Moving your attention up the back of the head, aware of the skull. Aware of the sensation where the head is being supported, where it's making contact with a cushion, a pillow, or the floor. Allowing the head to be heavy. Moving attention up the back of the head. Aware of the scalp. Noticing if there's any itchiness or dryness, moisture or tingling. Perhaps noting the hair follicles. Bringing this friendly curiosity to resting on the scalp. Bringing attention now to the forehead. Aware of any sensations in this area. Moving attention from one temple across the forehead to the other. Aware of any pulsing, tension, achiness. You may not notice anything at all. Aware now of the eyelids. And the eyeballs resting in their sockets. Aware of any moisture or dryness here. Aware of the ability to see. Coming down to the area of the nose, the bridge of the nose, the nostrils. Maybe feeling the coolness of the incoming breath in the nostrils. And noticing a slight warmth on the outgoing breath. Noticing if you have activated a sense of smell of anything that might be nearby. moving from the nose now to paying attention to the cheeks and the muscles of the face, aware of the expression on the face. Coming down the sides of the face to the ears, aware perhaps of hearing, of the sense of sound in this moment coming into the ears. Now aware of the jaw, both the upper and lower parts of the jaw, the hinged joint, another place that you might find tension. Allowing the jaw to be as it is, or perhaps opening and closing the jaw, loosening any tightness. Noticing the impact this has. And now becoming aware of the mouth, of the lips, aware of the inside of the mouth. The tongue, the roof of the mouth, aware of any dryness or moisture in the mouth, aware of swallowing or the need to swallow, aware of the teeth. Breathing deeply now, bringing the freshness of this breath to all parts of the head, as if you could fill the head with freshness. And then breathing out. And now bringing attention back to the sensations of the breath, back to where we started. Feeling the breath coming in the nostrils. Imagining that the breath is bringing fresh energy throughout every part of the body, the head, the neck, the chest, the arms, the belly, hips and thighs, the legs, all the way down to the feet. Returning to the body as a whole. Just breathing. Perhaps feeling a rhythm or a sense of rocking or a sense of waves going throughout the whole body as you breathe. Riding these waves with attention. Noticing if you find any difference in the body from when we started this practice. If you can, feeling the freshness of this breath in the lower legs, the upper legs, the torso, hands and arms, shoulders and head. Resting here with the breath. Allowing the breath to take its own rhythm. Perhaps making note that you've done this meditation and that this taking the time to do this is a gift that you're giving to yourself, a gift of non-judgmental presence, the gift of learning to pay attention. Now gently beginning to move the toes and the fingers, the hands and the feet, moving and stretching in whatever way feels right to you right now. Giving yourself plenty of time to do this. Knowing that by allowing yourself to be as you are, you're inviting a sense of openness and presence to whatever is happening in your daily life. And in this way, you're supporting your health and well-being. So see if you can bring this same friendly curiosity, the same attention to your activities throughout your day.